Hey, sorry I lost you.
Yeah, yeah, no problem. I was like, man, did I hit the wrong button?
You know? No, I probably, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, so
go ahead and shoot shooter.
So all I was explaining is it has to be a qualified lead for you to be charged for it. So let's say, like, I search pest control services, right? You show in the Google guarantee section, and I call you. If I'm calling out of your radius, or if it's a service you don't provide, or I'm calling to, like, sell you life insurance, all of those would be deemed as unqualified leads you're not charged for. Does that make sense?
How would you know that?
So it's on a Google rotating number. For example, right now the companies showing up are Ehrlich Pest Control, Terminix.
Ehrlich,
Terminix, of course. Orkin has their leads off currently. But the two with their leads on, the number showing for them, that is not their number. It's a Google rotating number that is recorded. So we have a system that picks up keywords where if you don't set an appointment or they don't inquire about price, then you're not charged for the lead. Does that clarify?
No, it doesn't. So you're saying if I don't get the lead, if I don't get the lead, they don't charge me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you never talk to the person, okay, you wouldn't be charged for those. If it's out of your radius, if it's a service you don't provide, or if, you know, like I said, it's not regarding your services, like they're trying to sell you something, all of those are unqualified leads you're not charged for.
So how do I verify that I'm not being charged for these leads?
So we
I'll be quite frank with you. I just canceled my home advisor.
Okay.
I just canceled my home advisor thing, and I was getting like $40 a lead for a $150 job.
Right.
That can't happen.
Right.
I don't know what you charge for your leads. And then there were leads that I got that I called back, and they were just basically a fishing expedition. I got charged $40.
Okay. Well, to tackle the lead cost for you, so you know that right off the bat, for the pest control vertical, it's $25.33 per lead. That doesn't fluctuate either. It doesn't go up or down on you. Okay?
Okay.
Also, to talk about HomeAdvisor, so I'm real familiar with them. They're one of Google's biggest clients. This is way different. Google Guarantee is the best lead service on the market right now. HomeAdvisor, they send the lead to multiple companies, and you get charged for the lead as soon as you accept it, right? It doesn't matter if you talk to them or anything. You accept the lead, you're charged for it, right?
Well, I don't even accept the lead.
Oh,
it's
really?
When you're part of it. I've been around the block 100 times, so this is making me nervous. So for instance, I've gotten several leads through my website, which obviously comes up Local Splash because you guys are managing my website. And I mean, I'll get splash leads, quote unquote, that are, insurance companies that are blah, 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 blah. So I'm almost shying away from that because what if it's a legitimate lead, that somebody picked up on my website and not necessarily through this Google giggle thing?
Google Guarantee.
I mean,
it'd be impossible that you're charged for that lead because if they call you off your website, it's going to be the call tracking number that we provided for your website. If they call off a Google Guarantee, it will be off of the Google rotating number that's recorded.
Okay.
So it's a totally different number they would be calling.
So I'm hesitant to try this for several reasons because I've tried so many forms of advertising that have been unsuccessful that I've dumped thousands of dollars into. So is there like a guarantee that this is a successful marketing option?
I have 100% retention rate on it. Like it is foolproof. I'm really active in my accounts too. I have one client who, I kid you not, he takes on 200 leads a month. He's paying currently like, it's like 9,000 something. He's in a roofing vertical though, so his cost per lead is a little higher. You know?
Yeah, and not only that, a roofing job, you're going to be doing 10,000, anywhere from, you know, you're not going to be doing a $150 Hornet job.
right. Yeah. So,
even the $25 is, I mean, I think the highest, well, bed bug jobs, obviously, they're in the thousands, but other than that, the $25 is just, How long is the, I would try it for a short period of time.
So contracts is the way it works. But I need to tell you, so there's an advanced verification process that you have to go through to get on the Google Guarantee section. One reason they call it Google Guarantee isn't just because it guarantees you leads. It's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google offers up to $2,000 of insurance from them directly, and they're telling that client that they vetted you. So for your vertical, meaning pest control, what's required is business insurance, and also any face-to-face employees would have to go through a background check. Are those
well? You're talking to the employee, you're talking to the owner, you're talking to the operator.
Then it'd just be you then. That would have to do the background check. So with background check and business insurance, are those both fine?
Yeah, I was in law enforcement for 10 years. They would have arrested me before this point.
I always feel awkward asking that one, you know, the background, but I got to. Like, I have some clients who wanted to do it, and they have a felony from, like, 7 years ago, and it disapproves them.
I don't have any of that crap. But I'm still – So is there any other upfront costs? So
there is.
Let me
next thing I was going to get into.
Yeah. I think because it's going to be this. It sounds like HomeAdvisor. You're going to have a membership fee, and then you're going to have this fee, and you're going to have that fee, and that fee, and that all adds up. And if it's not.
There's just a one-time application fee that we charge. This is to get you in the Google Guarantee section. You pay it one time. You never have to pay it again. That's for $250.
Yeah, I guess I think at this point I'm going to pass. I'm not feeling that this is a word of mouth right now. Front Porch Forum's been working for me. My clients just putting in Orkin has and Terminix have a pretty bad track record of late. And Ehrlich, a lot of those companies, because they're national, haven't been performing well because of retention and otherwise. Obviously, I'm on the ground floor of the business, so I know what's going on out there. And I don't want to spend that kind of money. I mean, I'm already spending $289 with your company a month, or $299 a month with your company.
I think give me a second. You're at $249, just so you're aware. But
okay.
That flat monthly rate too. Like, that won't go up on you. I completely understand too. I hear where you're coming from. I'm telling you though, it is an amazing program, but it's not like something. There's no pressure, right? You could jump into it when you're ready. What I want to do, I already sent you an email titled Google Guarantee. That way you could just kind of see everything in writing, like what it is. And then I'm also sending you, I'm just replying to the email with your vertical, which just means category. It's like Google Guarantee jargon, I guess. And I'm sending you your cost per lead. That way you have that in writing. Google does require a minimum budget too, which guarantees you up to 13 leads. We don't charge that until the advanced verification process is done. That's for 331. So I just want you to know everything, right
so
up front.
So what's the 330? So they want to be paid for their leads in advance.
Yeah, so what it is, the 331 is basically 2533 times 13, right? So that guarantees you 13 leads, or up to 13 leads, and you have 13 leads in your bank. So every qualified lead you take on, it takes 2533 from that budget. Now, your budget.
Let me ask you this question. What if it's a bad lead? What if it's a bad lead?
Then you're not charged for it.
Yeah, but how do you know that it's a bad lead?
Because they're recorded. They're on the Google rotating number that's recorded, and we have a system that picks up keywords. Now, what I tell all my clients to do, you have a tracking system with this too, which tracks all your leads coming through. I tell all my clients just to check it if anything like slips through, because it'll say qualified and unqualified on them. If anything slips through, just let me know and I'll make sure to get at Google and get that taken care of, you know?
Yeah. I'll have my daughter. She's my computer person, accountant, blah, blah, blah. She's 7 or 18. I'll have her look over it. I'm not well versed in the computer verse, and I still don't think it's going. I'm just looking at it from a business standpoint. It seems like a if any company that that charges you in advance for leads, that's not a good option for me, because it's hard to get your money back after you put it out there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's why I operate my business a different way than Orkin and Terminix, where they get your credit card and they charge you monthly regardless of whether the technician shows up or not. And I don't operate my business that way, and I wouldn't support a business that operates that way either.
Yeah, just so you know why we went that route with, like, pre-charging basically the lead fees, is because the only other way to do it is where we leave it, like, open-ended, and then, like, your budget, it could skyrocket, right? So when you do, like, a minimum budget, or you could set any budget you want for the amount of leads you want, you don't go over that budget, if that makes sense.
Well, Home Advisor did the same thing. I had mine set at, like, $2,000.
Got it. Yeah.
I understand how the system works. It was $2,000. Yeah, they wouldn't spend more than $2,000.
Got it.
And yeah, no, I understand how the system works. I understand how, you know, there obviously has to be a attractant for the businessman, and there also has to be an advantage for the company offering the service. Otherwise, it wouldn't be worth having this phone conversation right now.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work for me. I want to get what I pay for, and
right.
I don't want to pay in advance for something that may or may not work for me. That's why I got done with Home Advisor. I want somebody to call me and say, hey, I want you to come out and treat this job. And like I said, I think we're spending enough money with your company right now, and it may be something we look at in the future. But as of right now, I think we're pretty happy with your service.
Thank you.
We'll go from there.
Yeah.
But
well,
I appreciate your time and explain it to me.
Yeah, of course. You know, I just want to thank you again for being a client for over 5 months now. We are really working hard for you. And again, there's no rush on this. I'm just in the Google Guarantee Department. We want all our clients to know what's available. Google just opened this program up to the whole U.S., you know? So
Perfect. Just
check it out when you get a chance. And if you have any questions on it, I sent you the email. I'll also send you a text with my direct line and extension. Okay?
10-4. Appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you so much.
All right, Aaron. You're welcome,
sir.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You too. Bye.